I suppose we would have maybe 200.
Okay.
200 members. And we have a serious coaching program that goes on all year round. Maybe 100 plus kids a week come into the club. And it's a pretty vibrant place. Historically, it was quite small, but we kind of blew it open about 10 years ago to sort of bring it to the community. You know, tennis generally would suffer from the image of being elitist and summer only and that kind of thing. And we've spent a lot of time trying to break that down. So we brought it to the community in quite a big way. You know, we have, we're involved with all the schools. We're involved with St. Bernadette's, the disability school, and we actually have a great program with them. We bring the kids down from St. Bernadette's here on a Thursday during the school term, and we have all of the TY students from the three local schools come down and buddy program with them.
Yeah, and it's important that it's not seen as an elitist sport, because, you know, the next Irish tennis star could be from any background, you know, and it's you certainly wouldn't want to dilute the you wouldn't want to reduce the pool of players that you have access to. So we heard in the headlines there from Catherine about what's reopening. And on Monday, golf and tennis are the two sports really that we're going to people are going to be allowed to be back playing. Logistically, I think it's a bit easier for golf, is it? How complicated is it for tennis, because they're sharing balls for starters?
Absolutely. We had a look at this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we started to look at what we had to do, and we looked through the protocols, and to be honest with you, it would be a lot easier for the club to leave the door locked. But we're not doing that, no, because we have a fairly vibrant place all the time, and I'm getting phone calls from parents saying, you know, our kids really miss the tennis. Of all the things they're doing, they miss it. And it's not probably the tennis they miss so much. It's the friends, they're coming up and having fun and playing. So, yes, it is very difficult.
One of the solutions to the balls situation then is you bring your sleeve of balls, I bring my sleeve of balls, you mark yours red, I mark mine blue, we're battering them back and forwards, but when it comes to my serve, I'm only picking up the blue balls and I'm kicking the red balls back down to you. I mean, you can see how it could make sense, but you could also see how people would say, you know what, I might wait a month or two.
Yeah, you're right on the money there. You must bring a set of balls yourself, a can of balls yourself, and they're yours to play with. Now, if you're playing with the family only, then that's fine. You can play with that on a court. But we will be opening the place to singles only for the first phase. And you will have to bring your own balls. And you've nailed it on the head. You will mark the ball, not quite simply just colours, but you can use colour, but probably a initial as well, because you may have balls on the next court the same colour.
See, the thing about, Jerry, before you get into that, see, the thing, this is what I don't understand about this, right? If you get on a bus, right, and I get on a bus after you, you grab the handle, I grab the handle. That's one point of contact, right? So that if you go into a shop and you pick up a packet of biscuits and you say, actually, I don't want those with fruit and I want chocolate, and I go in and I want the fruit ones, I pick them up, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, we are in everyday life having this kind of touch contact, not direct touch contact, but from one to another. The science on how this virus transmits via touch is very limited. But even speaking to Dr. Anthony Breslin there last week, he's even saying, look, there's not really much point in washing your shopping down. It's pointless, he says. Just wash your hands. And the virus doesn't live on these surfaces very long. You wash your hands, you don't touch your face and you're grand, right? So why aren't we employing that kind of real-life common sense in something like tennis? So if both players sanitize their hands, right, and they both play with the balls, and then they sanitize their hands when they leave, that's that, isn't it?
I'm afraid I'm not the expert, and neither are you. We have to follow...
I was actually an epidemiologist now, my bad.
Hold on. We have to follow the protocols, and despite your best intentions there, I have to follow the... We have to follow...
Of course you do, yes, but I'm on about... What I'm saying is the protocols seem overly stringent to Joe Soap like me. That's all.
But, you know, what we have to do is, you know, there is no normal, Greg, in any circumstances, in any part of life from now on. There is no normal. What we are going to have to do from now on is create a normal. The new normal. And normal is created by what we tell people to do and enforce it best we can.
Right. Go back then to the bulls. You were going on then because you were going on about how to mark them. And then I want you to reiterate about who can play. If it's doubles, can it be, you know, two families on two separate sides, that kind of stuff. Go through the logistics of that for me. Then.
Okay. So what we have is we're allowed to have four courts and four singles. Okay. We have an indoor and an outdoor. So you come in one gate and you go out another gate. Mm-hmm. That has to be the way it is. You can sanitize as you come in the gate. The gate will be open as much as possible so that you don't touch the gate. Obviously, we can't leave it open all the time, but we will open it. When you come in, you go straight to the courts. The clubhouse will not be open for emergencies only. You go on the court. You play your singles with your opponent. You have your own set of balls. You leave straight after. Now, we have another issue. We do want to facilitate families. And I'm sure you've noticed, I've noticed, everybody's noticed. Things have changed with families in the last couple of months.
Well, we've got to know them, for starters.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I've actually met my two boys for the first time recently. Do you know what I mean?
Congratulations.
They're lovely lads, actually. I probably should have given them a chance before now, you know.
Yeah, and you see what I'm talking about. And this is not a bad thing. I think this is a very good thing. What we have is, I work and live as a coach. That's what I do. And people rock up here, drop their kids, and I never see the parents at all. They're picked up. And we're doing that all over the country. We're doing that all over the world. Okay, all of a sudden, the last couple of months, we have parents looking for something to do with their kids, and they're going mad. And you know what? I see them enjoying themselves. They're out cycling. They're out walking. They're playing in the garden. You know what? This is not a bad thing. This is a very good thing. We've spent our lives handing our responsibilities over to everyone in every facet of life. Okay, so here we have an opportunity. I've had a lot of people come on to us saying, look, we want it. We would love to play. I know the coaching is down the road, and coaching is not going to happen for a good while, okay? Not in phase one or phase two, probably. So what we have proposed to do is we will set family time aside. Now, that has its own issues. You can't just let people rock up. So we will have four courts. We have only two courts for adults, for families. Court one and court four are set aside. So courts two and three that are in the middle are vacant. So you can have six. You can have, you know, it doesn't have to be a tennis match. It can be just fun and games on a court with your kids hitting the ball over the net. So you can have two parents, one parent, five kids, one parent, three kids. But that time will be set aside and two courts will be set aside. You cannot play in the club during these first couple of phases unless you're a member. That's the rule. Sadly. So you have to be able to join the club. We will take family memberships straight away. No problem. You go to our website or you go to our Facebook page and you can make contact with us there and you can join the club. And I think there's a great opportunity for people to continue working with their kids, playing with their kids on court. Sorry about the pitch there, but that's just something I think we... But I do feel strongly that there is an opportunity with those people who want to exercise with their kids. And at the end of
but
the day...
But, Jerry, here's the thing. I think it's an important pitch, right? Because you know from the get-go, firstly, there's going to be a cohort of people that didn't even know there was a tennis club, right? That's a fact. Okay. Secondly, there's going to be those who think that it is an elitist sport. Yeah. You've already said it's not. It's a sport for everyone. And thirdly... The word club actually automatically, like I went for years reluctant to join clubs because I thought, well, I'm not in the club. You know what I'm on about? So clubs then in itself gives the impression it's a closed shop. You're saying you couldn't be more welcoming here. Go to the website, sign up. This is your club as soon as you sign up. And it's a sport for everyone. And I think, you know what, a lot of worthwhile conversations are happening because we're in this unique situation. And there's another example. Do you know what I'm on about? Maybe this is the perfect opportunity for you to say, look, we're here, we're open, come and join us and put aside any pre-notions, you know, your perceptions of us, put them preconceived notions, park them.
I think it's true. For years and years, you could try and join a tennis club anywhere, and you had to be ratified, and you had to be investigated, and you had to know someone probably and get invited to join.
No, stop that. Okay.
We've been out there pitching in the community. We see, and I've changed this. It's been a battle with it. You know, it doesn't happen within the club without a lot of heartache and breathbreak. But we see now ourselves more as a a facility for the community, not just a club that we are part of. We are owned by the council. You know, the land is owned by the council. We have a lease on it. We do suffer hugely, Greg, from not being visual, because we are, if our location is closed in, you can't see us from any road. We would be double the membership probably if we were able to, people were driving by.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, there's the answer to it. Okay, we're off the Port Road.
Where's that? I'm terrible on roads. Name me a pub. Is there a pub on the Port Road? I know it.
The Four Lanterns.
Yes, I see where you're at now, yeah.
You've been spotted there, okay.
Yeah, up by the Garda station, is it? A bit further down.
Meg, please. All right, we're on the Port Road. Just if you come up from the Tesco roundabout up the Port Road, and you come to the Four Lanterns on the right hand side, turn there up past the theatre, and we're in behind there. We used to be beside the old swimming pool, but the swimming pool is gone, and they built the courthouse even bigger to block us. So you can't see us. You can't. The way into us is at the Four Lanterns of the court. So we do suffer from visibility. If we had visibility and people were driving, I'm sure people would have said, "Oh, let's try out the tennis." But we were not seen from anyone, and that is a hindrance. Okay. So we have to use social media. We do. I'd like people, if they're really interested, go to the Facebook page, Letterkenny Tennis Club, because we've lots of video stuff, lots of a nice atmosphere. You'll see what we do. Good. We're very child-centred. We have become very child-centred.
And then by default, you become family-centred then. Listen, it sounds absolutely brilliant, Jerry. Look, it's the first stages of it. People will be able to go out and knock a ball around. It's not ideal, but it's a step in the right direction. Letterkenny Tennis Club on Facebook, did you say?
Yes, on Facebook.
On Facebook. And as you say, it's a open, welcoming place. People can sign up, become members, and then avail of do you operate like a golf club might with timesheets, Jerry? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is, people say, oh, well, let's sign up and we'll be on the court whenever we want. Not going to happen at the moment. Okay, so we have to, one of the biggest things about this is that traceability. So we have an online booking system. If you join and become a member, we will bounce back an email to you because you'll have filled it in on when you sign in, and then you get access to the booking system, and we will stagger the booking systems. Like, there will be family times set during the day, and then there will be singles, because there has to be differentiation because of the court space. So yeah, we will, by all means, you can sign up and we will get you playing tennis, but you can't rock up to the club for the next 6 months.
I think people know that's the way it's going to be. But look, it's a step towards normality. Jerry, listen, thank you very much. Lovely to chat to you. We'll talk again in the future. All right, thanks so much. Okay, thank you. That is Jerry Clark there. And Jerry Clark is Development Officer and Head Coach with the Letterkenny Tennis Club. Didn't know it existed, but I'm not living in Letterkenny, so maybe that's not 100% surprising. But as he mentioned himself, there are challenges in terms of people not being able to see the facilities and so on and so forth.